Boy, into 2021, and this has already been a crazy month. We're 2 days away. My apologies. We're 3 days away from ending out the first month of 2021, and we've already seen so many crazy things. Welcome to Nightly Connections. My name is Steven, and I do apologize that this podcast is coming to you late, but there's been some crazy turn of events and crazy things happening around not only my household, but around the United States since the inauguration and since January the 6th. So we're just going to go ahead and bounce right into it. Right now, there's so much to talk about. There's so many mixed feelings out there in the world right now with the insurrection, from the insurrection to the COVID-19 vaccine to the inauguration to former President Trump opening up the office of the former president of the United States. We're going to get into that and get into my feelings about that. But today I want to talk a little bit more into what depression really is and how people are really dealing with it during this whole lockdown thing, especially with everything trying to be locked down again, but there's no word on that. I will say that tensions have been eased up a little bit, especially since Congress put through the second stimulus bill. For most Americans, it eased it up. But then there's tax season around the corner. And also, guys, if you haven't done your taxes yet or haven't gotten all your W-2s, don't worry, they're on the way. And tax season officially opens on February the 12th. So there's that and a little bit more ease going there. Right now, the IRS has been pushing out more stimulus payments because there were some screw-ups from the IRS, and they owned up to it. Wow, the IRS owning up to something that's really weird coming out of my mouth. Anyway, they named it tax return, which routed it to banks that are closed for the tax season up until February 12th, whenever they reopen to start pushing out tax refunds. So they're having to be rerouted and reissued. That's the reason why the tax season is actually starting later this year than it did in previous years. But most people, I will bounce into this, and I'm about to go ahead and stay on topic. That's just a little bit of what's going on in the world in a full 180 seconds. Well, what's going on in the United States in a full 180 seconds. Right now, most people are still stuck at home without jobs or stuck at home with kids doing schoolwork at the moment. And it's hard on the parents because most kids I have found out recently are not wanting to continue to do their schoolwork. They're not staying focused like they did in the first part of the year. Yes, it is hard, but parents, I encourage you, I implore you not to get discouraged. It will get a lot easier. Right now, my kids are doing schoolwork as we speak. My oldest daughter is doing her homeroom for Epic, and my youngest daughter is sitting right here in the office with me as I'm recording this podcast. She's also doing Epic as well. She's doing math. The only thing I can suggest to you guys out there is this. Don't get discouraged. Don't give up. It's hard, yes, because most kids are feeling it too. They're feeling the stress from the parents. They're feeling the stress of not being able to be around their friends during school time. It's hard. And you try to make do with the resources that you have. But the only thing that I can recommend that you do is keep moving forward. Yes, that is a quote from a Disney movie. That is from the Robinsons, but it is true in this day and time. Keep moving forward. You can't give up. You can't put it on pause thinking that, okay, tomorrow will be better. No, you keep pushing through it. Yes, your kids are going to not like you at the moment. They're not going to like what they're doing. But I promise you, during the time that you're spending with them, during the time that you're helping them, they will understand it. My wife issued a challenge to me, and I've been trying to take that challenge, is to say some encouraging words to your kids every single day. The way I was raised, the way my grandparents parented me and my mom parented me was a totally different mindset from the way I'm parenting my kids. It's hard transitioning out of that, but it is a daily challenge that I'm willing to accept. So I'm presenting the challenge to you as well. Say something encouraging to your kids every single day and watch their behavior change. I can tell my girls that they're amazing, that they're awesome, that they're doing a wonderful job at what they're doing. And I can notice that their mood changes as well. I've been trying to do this every single day before either A, I get up and start the day, or B, I go to work. I'm not going to lie. It is hard. It is hard work trying to figure that out. But I'm doing the best I can as a parent. As I scroll through Facebook, as I watch the news, I see so many changes in the world, and so many things going on politics wise. And here's my philosophy on that. For most, Facebook is a way of life. Social media is a way of life. And the reason why I state this is because most people are sitting at home that have nothing better to do. They don't have their jobs. They're collecting unemployment. They can't find a job to actually support their family. And I understand that. I get that. I'm not downing that. But in this time that you're using, where you're not at work, utilize your family time. Get in your family time as much as you possibly can. Me right now, I'm considered what is called an essential worker. I work for Amazon, meaning that everything that you guys are ordering on Amazon, guess who delivers it to your front door? That's going to be me. But I'm going to, but it is actually getting, it's easier now, especially now that they have me in my own designated area. But you guys, utilize the time that you have with your kids. Utilize the times that you have with your parents, children that are listening to this. This is a family-friendly broadcast. This is the podcast. Sorry, podcast. It's not a broadcast. It's not live. Stop laughing at me. But utilize the time that you have with your kids, and kids utilize the time that you have with your parents, because once mommy and daddy go back to work, they're not going to be there. They will be there, but they're not going to be there. If that'll make sense when you get older. Right now, me and my wife both, we put in a 40 plus hour week per week. We're not here very much. I get 2 days off in a row, thankfully. My wife, bless her heart. That woman, I love that woman so much. She works her fingers to the bone because she wants to make sure that we are living comfortably. She doesn't get a day off. She gets time off, but she doesn't get a day off. And that's because she's in the medical field. And again, to all the essential workers out there, medical personnel, police personnel, fire personnel, Amazon workers, retail workers, especially the retail and grocery store workers. I said that already. I want to thank you guys so much, because without you, without all of us, this journey that we're making during this pandemic would be so hard. It's not easy at all making this transition. And I know that most of you get down, most of you get depressed. I've seen it. I've felt it. I've dealt with it. I'm dealing with it right now because I'm not able to see friends on a daily basis. I can talk to them through a screen, but that's not the physical interaction that a human needs. We need physical interaction. We need physical contact. A human thrives off that, just like an animal, just like a dog. If you don't give a dog or a cat physical attention, it hurts them. It stresses them. Yeah. I have my puppy sitting here right now. He's wondering, why are you touching me? But then again, he enjoys it. He loves it. Don't try to drink my coffee, pup. We need that type of interaction to thrive, to survive. And right now we can't get that because most of the world is still locked down. But everyone, there is a light at the end of the tunnel. And I say there's a light at the end of the tunnel for a reason. Because this thing will be done here soon. They're estimating it 5 years. They're finding new strands. But I'm going to state this for you. This is a virus, and by all means, I am not a medical professional, so do not take my words to heart. This is my personal opinion. And yes, I'm stressing that this is my personal opinion because most of you would take this out of context. This is a virus. This virus is going to mutate. It's going to have different strands, just like the flu, just like pneumonia even has different strands. It's a virus. It's a viral infection that's going to affect your body in a different way that it's not supposed to. Again, this is my personal opinion. Most of you love science. I'm not going to say that. I love science. I think that this is fascinating hearing this out there of different opinions. But you also got to understand that this is not going to be a way of life forever. This is right now. This is a new virus that we're trying to figure out, that medical professionals are trying to figure out. But whenever you're only getting fed certain pieces of the puzzle, aka the media, you're only being fed pieces of the puzzle. It stresses you out. It depresses you because you're listening to this and you're saying, oh, the death toll is rising. Oh, people are not recovering from this. Oh, what am I going to do? Do me a favor. Do yourself a favor. Do your mental state a favor. Get out of social media. Get out of the news media. Turn your TV off. Turn your screens off. Ironically, I'm doing this in front of a screen. But I'm doing this to benefit me because this right here, when I record, when I sit at my desk and record my podcast, when I do this, it is a de-stressor for me that I'm able to vent, that I'm able to explain daily problems, that I'm able to talk it out. Most people don't understand that talking it out and de-stressing is a good way for your day, for you to smile. My manager, I'm not going to state his name on the show for privacy reasons. I used to work for Easy Pond, and he said, the way you wake up in the morning is how you're going to feel throughout your day. You wake up a grumpy puss, you're going to feel grumpy throughout your day. You're going to have a horrible day. You wake up with a smile on your face saying, I'm going to conquer this day. I'm going to make this day mine. Believe me when I say it's going to get better. You're going to smile throughout your day. You're going to be happy. And a smile is contagious, people. A smile is very contagious. I've seen it work personally. My wife, she had a headache last night. She wasn't feeling very good. She also had personal things on her mind. And we sat down and we communicated. We talked about it. And I'm not going to get into the details of the conversation. But every chance I got, because I knew I was in a good mood. I knew I was happy. She was sitting in the living room in our big green chair that both of us can fit in it from time to time. And I would just do random things just to make her smile, just to make her laugh. I would go around the corner and she would be in her phone and I'd just start dancing. No music on at all. And I'd just start dancing, shaking my butt at her. And it'll get a smile. It'll get her to laugh. It's the little things that matter. It's the little things that count. Depression is a real thing. And most people need help with depression. And I understand that. I suffer from depression. But I can't let that rule my day. If I did, it will be so hard for me to get up out of bed every single morning. It will be so hard to benefit from watching my kids do what they're doing. Ooh, excuse me. Oklahoma weather's not fun, people. I woke up clogged up this morning, so I probably sound like I'm talking to my nose like this. But I'm sorry. It may seem like I'm rambling, but I do apologize if it does. But depression is a real thing. If you feel that you need to talk to somebody, feel free to reach out to me on Facebook. I'm going to be slowly transitioning out of Facebook here soon. I'm trying to find a better solution than Facebook because Facebook is depressing, especially with most of the world on it now. Because the only thing you're seeing on your newsfeed is politics, death, people killing people, people breaking into houses, people breaking into things that don't belong to them, people going on police chases. It's just negative. And You can't go through your day looking at the negative. Look at the positive. Look at the positive things in the world. Don't let the media dictate to you what is positive or what is negative. The media is stating that we're divided. And I'm going to be honest with you. I live in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Not once have I seen a division. I see my fellow Tulsans going around helping people out. I'm going to bring up one instance and then I'm going to have to end this show. One night, me and my wife and my kids, we were with a friend and we were at Quick Trip, and my friend had conveniently just put gas into her van. And I looked at our gas and I said, "Oh, I got about 30 miles in the tank. I can make it home and be okay and make it to payday tomorrow." That wasn't the case. We got out of the parking lot and started driving. And next thing I know, while I'm driving, the van dies. Luckily for us, we hadn't gotten that far from the gas station. I tried to start it up again, saying, "Okay, this doesn't seem right. Why did it just die?" I started up again. To no avail, it started up and died again. So I thought in my head, "Oh crap." And that's not the word I said. I'm just saying that for this benefit, the benefit of the show. So I get out, I tell my wife, "Jump in the driver's seat. I got to push it back into the parking lot." So I get out, and as I'm starting to push this van, this heavy van, back into the parking lot, back up a hill, not just one person, but three people saw me pushing from Quick Trip, ran over, hopped in front of the van with me, and said, "Let's do this," pushing it back up that hill. Now, need I say that I am an African-American male? So me, I don't ask for help unless I need it. And everybody asks for help sometimes. Me, I'm going to do everything I can to help my family. And I felt so embarrassed when this happened. But the guys that ran over to help me, the three guys, one was Hispanic. The other two were white. The moral of the story is, and I'm not bringing race into this, but the moral of the story is, do not let the media dictate to you that we are divided. Yes, there's division. There's some division. I'm not going to even lie about that. But in that instance, we were human. We were four humans trying to reach a goal, and we reached it. Because not only when we pushed that van back into that parking lot, we all ran back to behind the van to push it into a parking space to get gas. It's amazing what you see and what you do when you open your eyes to the world around you. Instead of looking at it through a screen and being depressed about it. My encouragement for you today: get out and live. This has been your nightly connection. And if you feel the need that you need to talk to someone, feel free to reach out to me. Reach out and get help. Reach out to a friend. I will see you next time. Hey, everyone. As we are all going through this crazy time, I want to remind you to find things that you're passionate about. While I sit here thinking, I'm grateful for the little things that I get to do with my family. Make sure you're putting into that family time and building memories with each and every one of them. You never know how much time you have left. With that being said, I want to give my condolences to all of you that have lost a loved one during this pandemic. If you need help dealing with the loss, feel free to reach out to me. My door is always open. Also, remember that you can call 211 from your mobile device in any city that you are to seek help. And if you're considering harming yourself, please reach out to a friend, or you can definitely call the Suicide Prevention Hotline. Their number is 1-877-273-8255. Remember, stay safe and stay healthy.